Hello, everybody. Welcome to Being the Best Version of Yourself, Success Habits Podcast Series, Season 1, Episode 11. I'm Dr. Priyanka Chhabraval, a success and life coach, your host for today. And I'm here to support you in this beautiful journey of becoming the best version of yourself. I have a vision of inspiring change and greatness in the lives of 100,000 people. So thank you so much for joining me and partnering with me today. The power of procrastination. Have you ever heard of the word procrastination? What does it mean? To not finish tasks on time? To keep delaying work? To lazy around? To do things only the night before the deadline? It's actually a quality most of us don't like. We know we have it, but we're always trying to find out how can we get over it? How can we start doing things on time, beforehand? How can we be more planned? How can we be more motivated? What if I told you that procrastination had a power? It had a power of uplifting the quality of your life. It had the power of changing certain dynamics of your life. It had the power of giving you more time to do the things you really want to do. It had the power of helping you focus on what is important and what is maybe not so important. Sounds different? A famous TEDx speaker, Rory Vaden, has highlighted the fact that procrastination can actually be a blessing in disguise. But we need to know how to use this power wisely. When we think about all the things we're doing in life, all the things we do from the minute we wake up to the time we retire, we will realize that we are trying to constantly juggle our time, either by doing things faster or doing more things. But how long will we be able to continue to do this? We will ultimately reach a point that's a burnout, an exhaustion. So what is the magic formula? How do we create more time? The magic formula? Multiply your time. How can we multiply our time? By giving ourselves the emotional permission to spend time on things today that will give us more time tomorrow. So what can I do today that will make tomorrow matter even more? Let's start off by writing our to-do lists for today, tomorrow, the whole week. And now go through that list and ask yourself these questions for each task in this order. The first question you want to ask is, can I eliminate this task? Does it really matter, or can I ignore it? Remember, something that I say no to today creates more time for me tomorrow. In case you can't eliminate the task, the next question is, can I automate the task? Can I create a process for it today that will save time for me tomorrow? Can I automate my email replies? Can I automate my billing cycle? Can I automate my household work? In case I can't automate it, the next question is, can this task be delegated? Can I teach somebody else how to do this? In case the task cannot be automated or delegated, then ask yourself, must I do this task now, or can it wait till later? Does it really matter so much? Is it really so significant that I need to do it now? How many of the tasks on your to-do list are now left which you cannot eliminate, you can't automate, you can't delegate, and they are so significant that you have to do them now? You'll realize they're actually very few. So now you're left with so much more time to do things that really matter, that have long-term significance, that have long-term impact. This is what we call procrastinate on purpose. There's a difference between I don't feel like doing this, typical procrastination, and I can do it later because it's not so significant right now. Procrastination on purpose. Procrastination on purpose is a virtue. It's a virtue which requires patience. The patience to put off things that really don't matter right now, like checking your WhatsApp and email 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So are you ready to create more time in your life for the things that really matter, for the things that will create even more time for you today and tomorrow. Start multiplying your time and see the magic. This is the power of procrastination on purpose. Stay tuned for our next episode, the last in this series of Success Habits. Have a beautiful week ahead. Do share with me your experience of multiplying your time at connecttoeq@gmail.com.